And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Augie's, Barrett Propane, Cliff Castle Casino, and Prescott Dirt. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Humboldt Happenings, with Humboldt Unified School District Superintendent Dan Streeter.
Superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. This is Humboldt Happenings. We're from 4 to 5 p.m. the first Tuesday of every month. This is your place for all things HUSD. We have a great show lined up for you today. Today we're talking about school closures as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. What does this mean for our students? What does this mean for our families? And what does this mean for the community? Joining me in studio this afternoon will be high school principal Mr. Court Miner and food services director Mr. Jody Buckle. We will be discussing the impacts of school closures and what steps the Humboldt Unified School District is taking to ensure that education is still taking place. It is Tuesday, April 7th. We are officially into uncharted waters in unprecedented times. The end of the 2019-2020 school year promises to look like nothing we have seen before. I hope everyone is staying safe and staying home as much as possible. Today, we're talking COVID-19, we're talking school closures, we're talking community schools, we're talking the Humboldt Unified School District. Before we jump into today's great lineup, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
With all the goings-on about quarantines and lockdowns, it's nice to know that some things are normal. Findlay Subaru Prescott still has a welcoming smile when you want to shop at the dealership. And we have friendly chat representatives if you want to shop online. There's no better time to buy, too. Gasoline prices are at an all-time low. You can get no payments for up to 90 days and as low as 0% financing for up to 63 months. Findlay Subaru Prescott. And online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Offers on approved credit.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reaper Graphics today.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
And welcome back to Humboldt Happenings. We're talking all things HUSD. I'm Dan Streeter, proud superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District. And joining me in studio right now is our food services director, Mr. Jody Buckle. Jody, thanks for joining me on today's show.
Thank you for having me.
So on Sunday, March 15th, Governor Ducey and State Superintendent of Public Instruction Hoffman made their first announcement regarding school closures. And in less than 24 hours, your staff was ready to serve free breakfast and lunch for all children under the age of 19 in our community. You did this in less than 24 hours. Talk a little bit about that Herculean effort that was that you guys put. I mean, you pulled that off quick, and you did it on a Sunday night.
Yeah, there was many phone calls made to the kitchen managers, just trying to see what they had available, first of all, and what could we serve in a quick fashion, because most of our breakfasts and lunches are dine-in mentality. So it's just been kind of crazy coming up with this now a to-go option, which the state has never allowed for food service, at least at K-12 level. So getting them together, finding out what schools we were going to open, having to send emails to the state determining how we were going to qualify our schools. Only schools that have 50% free and reduced eligibility could be run. So 7 of our 9 schools in the district qualified. So we did open all 7 schools Monday morning, serving breakfast and lunch right off the bat.
Yeah, and it's not, I mean, it's not uncommon. We do this during the summer. It's really part of the summer meal program that we have. But in the summer meal program, students or children and families will come into the cafeteria and they're served a meal there. What made this different was they weren't coming into the cafeteria. This was a kind of a grab and go type situation. So as you mentioned, it kind of changed what was on the menu a little bit.
Exactly. And, you know, it was not easy. Obviously we were running to schools to grab product. I should mention that after our first 2 days, our middle schools and high school we didn't get participation at those schools. So we decided it probably wasn't wise to keep those open. But we still have all this product sitting in these closed schools that we needed to get to the 4 schools, right, and try to determine how we're going to use them. Most of our items that we use during the year and in the summer program aren't a grab-and-go item. Breakfast, yes, but lunch, we cook from scratch.
Right.
So coming up with a menu quickly was definitely little chaos, but my teams did excellent. Jumped right in, and we started knocking out. The first week we were only around 1,000 meals per day, and it's just grown from that point.
It's fun to. I've enjoyed. I had a couple of opportunities to just go out and assist with the handing out of the food, but just to see the teamwork that's in place and how people have come together to create kind of this system to get food handed out. But we, like you said, we had 9 schools, 7 of our schools qualified. We came out of the gate serving at all the schools, middles and high schools, not as much participation. But really, I mean, Lake Valley Elementary is right next to Glassford Hill and the high school. So instead of having 3 sites open, we could do 1 there. Bradshaw Mountain Middle School. You're still serving the community of either you have Humboldt Elementary School down there as well as Mountain View is serving. So between Lake Valley, Coyote Springs, Humboldt Elementary, and Mountain View, you guys are really hitting the different parts of the community and serving a tremendous amount of meals. And I know your staff has been tremendous. It's getting things that are to go. Think about cereal boxes, things like that. But also, there's still hot lunches going out. I know I handed out quite a few corn dogs one day. So we're still kind of getting everything that we have out to our families.
That's the point that I've been trying to make is we're not trying to just put together a to-go lunch sandwich, peanut butter and jelly, or turkey and cheese. We want them to be lunches that they enjoy still, just like they would get when they were coming to school. So trying to come up with something that could still be quick, but a hot option is kind of my priority. I want them to enjoy the meals that they're getting for sure. And we're still following all the state regulations on our nutritional values and that type of thing.
And this is not just for Humboldt Unified School District students. This is for any child under the age of 19.
Absolutely. Yep.
So this is, I think once again, it's your local school districts that are stepping up to serve the entire community. And I'm obviously incredibly proud of the food service department. But we've seen this time and time again when there's a need, it's your local school districts that step up and take care of this. You kind of mentioned before that first week about 1,000 meals. What are we looking at kind of these days?
Obviously not every family can get to us. And we've had an apartment complex reach out, said they had over 100 kids that were stuck in the apartment complexes, couldn't get to come eat for us. So we are able to actually deliver to this Valley View apartment complex, 124 meals, I think, we're delivering to them. That started last week. And so with them and just all of the, I guess, social media and just word of mouth of what's going on, we were serving over 3,300 meals now a day.
Yeah, that's incredible. Really great work from your department. Now, with the school closures being extended through the end of the school year, what does that mean for food service? Is this something that we're continuing? What's on the horizon here?
It's definitely one of those to be determined deals. Just not sure what the virus is going to do once it reaches its height. So we just got to wait for the state to determine if we're going to continue the way we're serving now, just into the summer, or if they feel like we're kind of flatlining and we can get back into business as usual. They'll make the decision. But for now, we plan on probably continuing the grab and go option, probably even into the summer, I would guess.
Yeah. So I'd say for our listeners out there, at least through the end of May, we're at a grab and go option. And we're doing grab and go options, Lake Valley Elementary School, Coyote Springs Elementary School, Humboldt Elementary School, Mountain View Elementary School. And what are the times that members of the community can come out to that?
So we are open 11:30 to 1, and what we do is we're handing out their hot lunch and then their next day's breakfast. So you only have to come to the school once, pick up both meals at the same time. So hopefully we kind of limit your contact with people and ours as well.
Yeah, and it's like I said, each of the schools has a great system. Nobody gets out of their cars. You just drive through. Roll down your window, tell us how many you need, and we hand those through the window, and everybody's on their way, and it seems to run pretty smoothly. Now, I want to shift gears a little bit just from the school closures, but I want to talk a little bit about just your department, and I think kind of lost in all this stuff. You guys just won a pretty big award. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Sure, I'd love to. it was Blue Cross Blue Shield. And basically, there was four or five different awards that were given out. We won Healthiest School District in Arizona. And we were also applying for the Healthiest School Healthiest School in Arizona. Just came a little shy of winning that one, but we're going to try and get it next year. The award we won was for $10,000, which we're going to put back into, food service initiatives. And then the award that we didn't get was a $100,000 gym that they would create for a school, and we're gonna push for that next year.
Yeah, we'll keep working on that. But definitely the Healthiest School District in Arizona, that's a big deal. And if anyone's spent any time in Humboldt, I know that the options that we provide our students, the work that we do in our in each of our cafeterias, just exposing students to new foods. Mm-hmm. And I love the taste tests where kids are experimenting with different vegetables. And then being in classrooms when our nutritionist is out really teaching nutrition, really on a K-12 level, we're really having this type of education.
Yeah, and Pam Liuzzo is our nutritionist. She does a great job. And Rebecca Kraxberger has been our wellness coordinator. We had her for a wellness grant for the past 2 years. So the two of them getting out and just getting that nutritional information out. And I think probably the biggest thing that we're getting is buy-in from the principals. You know, we can preach what we want, food and nutrition, and they have so many other things on their plate, but to listen to what we want to implement at the schools and to get their backing on this is truly what makes us a great district and how we can, I guess, accomplish the things that the food and nutrition department wants to do is because of that buy-in with the principals as well.
Yeah, and I think everybody has not just that buy-in, but just a great job of really interfacing with their students and walking them through not just nutrition education, but also, as I mentioned earlier, some of those experiences where they get to play with other vegetables and do some taste testing, and we do some surveying, and there's some pretty cool things taking place. So congratulations on the successes. Obviously really, really exciting. One more time just for our listeners, the four schools and the times that we can get food.
So Lake Valley Elementary, Coyote Springs Elementary, Humboldt Elementary, and Mountain View. And they are from 11:30 to 1. And like I said, they pick up their lunch for that day, and they'll get their breakfast for the next morning.
And we're doing this Friday as well. Previously, this was a school holiday, but we're going to go ahead and continue to serve meals this Friday.
Yeah, the need is still there just because it is a holiday. There's still families in need of food. So we decided that we were going to go ahead and serve on Friday as well.
So pretty incredible work taking place with our food service department. Jody, thank you to you and your staff. I really appreciate all the work that you guys are doing. I want to shift gears a little bit. We're going to look at what education now looks like in HUSD and really what education looks like across the country. But before we do that, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
Larry Green Chevrolet is committed to their community, customers, and staff in taking extra steps to maintain a healthy, sanitary workplace while still meeting the needs of customers. With this in mind, Larry Green Chevrolet has introduced Purchase Power for the People. Start at home, reserve your vehicle, get pre-qualified, even value your trade-in all online at LarryGreenChevrolet.com. Imagine all the paperwork just waiting for your review and signature. Create your best car deal in your very own home. LarryGreenChevrolet.com. And now that you have time, schedule your existing vehicle for routine maintenance. Purchase power for the people. Completely hassle-free from Larry Green Chevrolet. Buy online or over the phone, and they'll deliver your new or used vehicle to your door. Shop from the comfort of your home with Larry Green Chevrolet, just off Rodeo Drive next to Walmart in Cottonwood, at LarryGreenChevrolet.com.
What does the 2020 census mean for Arizona? For your community? For your family? The census helps us plan for the things that matter for Arizona's future, like our roads and hospitals, schools and education, public safety and first responders, and our growing workforce. Respond to the census to help your community. The census is safe and your information is protected. Be counted, Arizona. Respond online, by phone, or mail. For more information, visit azcensus2020.gov.
Waters Garden Companion Plants of the Month are lilac, poppy, purple plum, and our white night candy tuft.
Masses of fragrant white flowers cover mounds of perennial green foliage.
Extreme heat and cold tolerant, this award winner repeatedly blooms without deadheading for super easy care.
Butterflies, bees, hummingbirds are going to love your backyard again.
White Night Candy Tuft can only be found at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-881-4747. That's 1-800-881-4747. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-881-4747.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
And welcome back. This is Dan Streeter, proud superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District. We are talking school closures, and we're talking the Humboldt Unified School District. On Monday, March 30th, Governor Doug Ducey and State Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman announced the extension of Arizona school closures through the end of the school year. At that point, we had been closed for about 2 weeks. And then word came down that we needed to prepare to be closed, or not prepare to be closed, that we were going to be closed for the remaining of the school year. And while we've been planning and preparing for an extended closure, I think the actual closing of our schools and district offices for the remainder of the year has been difficult, really, for all of us to process. But I do have to credit our faculty and staff for stepping up to the plate. It's pretty impressive to see our teachers and administrators completely redefine what our instructional model looks like in such a short period of time. Joining me in studio right now is Bradshaw Mountain High School principal, Mr. Court Minor. Court, talk a little bit about what is going on.
Well, you know, that's a loaded question, Dan. You know, thank goodness for our district that, you know, we're year three of Google Classroom and Google Suites. And you know, as you said, thank you to our staff and our teachers and our faculty who have taken advantage of that and got their Google Classrooms going and got their students involved with that. You know, so when the announcement was made, you know, I felt pretty comfortable, Dan, that we had a platform and something to do. It was after moving into that and seeing all the issues that we were having from devices, students not having devices, students not having internet access at home, teachers having those same issues and tackling those problems is what you and I have been doing for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, it seems so simple. I think there's some communities out there, or maybe there's some schools that were it was easy for them to say, hey, we're switching, we're going online school on Monday, right? But I think what we're finding out during this time is there's a huge problem across the country and really in the state of Arizona, you're seeing exacerbated about accessibility. And when we talk about the digital divide, the haves and have nots, this situation is really exposing what's been an issue that we've been talking about, but really it's been falling on deaf ears. I don't know if it's going to continue to fall on deaf ears. The fact is we have students and families that don't have access to devices that are readily available, and we have teachers that don't have readily available internet access. And as we talked about earlier, the Humboldt Unified School District, we're not an online school. Our students, our families did not sign up to go to an online school, and our teachers did not sign up to teach in an online school. So to make this pivot, we did some tremendous things moving to a virtual learning model, but the reality is it's not just an online school that we're providing. Talk a little bit about the different ways we've had to reach out to our students.
Well, the first one there was devices, and thank you to you and the district office and IT and putting that together. And roughly through the survey, you know, in 2 day survey, we found out we had about 300 students out there without devices at home.
And that's just at Bradshaw Mountain High School.
Bradshaw Mountain High School. Thank you. And then on top of that, Dan, 60 of our families didn't even have Wi-Fi. No accessibility to Wi-Fi in any way, shape, or form. due to many different variables. And as soon as you start, you know, seeing that, and you know, when you're interacting with kids all day long, and you're talking with kids at lunch, and you know, you it seems every kid has a smartphone in, you know, smart device, smartphone in their hand. And when you truly now move over to this type of platform, this is, you know, when the rubber hits the road and you start actually finding out, wow, a lot of our families don't. And I was very proud of the IT department and us stepping up this last Monday and Tuesday and checking out about 180 devices out to our families. And we're working on it right now, but it looks like next Monday we'll be getting out MiFis to our family. And at that point, hopefully by a week from today-ish, you know, we can honestly say that we've got 100% of our students and families with the appropriate devices and Wi-Fi at their homes.
Yeah, so on March 30th, the announcement was made to close schools to the end of the school year. I think everybody agrees with that decision. That was the right decision, and we appreciate the governor and superintendent of public instruction taking leadership on that. But with that, we were also, schools were required to offer students general education opportunities, a little bit of flexibility, and that school districts get to determine what that looks like. But there was a requirement that we provide this type of learning. So online, but not just online, there's other types of learning taking place. Talk a little bit about what do classrooms look like, or not classrooms, I should say. But what do these learning experiences look like for our students at the high school right now?
Oh man, Dan, we've got a ton of great stuff going on. We have a lot of project-based stuff. We've got teachers doing videos. We've got teachers doing senior spirit weeks and having dress-up days as they're doing their Google Classroom, Google Meets, and Google Hangouts interactions. We've got teachers doing kind of like passion projects with kids where here's the topic that we're going to go into, but you are going to dive into it and find something that you like about it that you want to find out more information on, and, you know, and expanding from there. And I apologize, I didn't mention this, but we still have students picking up hard copies, and so we do have the front office open on Mondays from 8 to noon for students and parents to pick up homework, and then 8 to 10 Tuesday through Friday. But again, our teachers and our students have been, you know, smart. They're picking up the packets and they're taking pictures of it and emailing that to their teachers, you know what I mean, or sending it to their teachers. And so it's just been incredible to watch everybody kind of just, you know, network and talk and discuss and find solutions, you know, to problems that we were having at the time.
Yeah, you know, we use the term maximum flexibility quite a bit these last few weeks, but yes. You know, we're seeing our teachers come up with really great ideas to work with their students where kids can dive into some of these passion projects, some of these things that they're really excited about. But you know, I think what's probably not talked about enough is the social emotional impact that we're seeing on our students and our families, just not being able to connect with their teachers. You know, my wife, Emily, teaches in the district, and she has office hours with her students, her middle school students, and it's Google Meets, so she's dealing with the same thing. Not all of our students have access to Google Meets, but just the number of students that are logging on to her office hours just to hang out with their teacher,
yes.
Right? They don't even have questions on the homework. They just want to hang out
right.
with their teacher.
Yes.
I think people are missing that aspect of
yes.
this whole thing.
I know just talking with my staff, Dan, and some of the seniors and students that have been emailing me, it is. It's that social interaction. It's that, you know, that pat on the back and how are you doing and what's going on. Again, I'm happy, and you mentioned your own wife doing those office hours, but yeah, we're seeing a lot of office hours right now, just kind of a meet and greet. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just someone else out there cares about me. Someone else out there, you know, cares about what I'm doing and what's going on. And I think that's a part as we all kind of went into this. I don't think we saw that coming.
Yeah, you know, we've started the conversation in our own district. Those of you out there who know me know I'm a big proponent of personalized education, personalized learning. But we've recently started the conversation where we're shifting that term not necessarily personalized learning, but to the personalization of education. Right. And the reason we're doing that is we believe that education should be individualized to the student's strengths, needs, and interests and aspirations. But the personalization is also has to do with the student's voice, the connectedness that that student feels with their school and their teacher. And I think, if anything, we've started the conversation. This is going to accelerate that conversation coming out of this time.
I agree.
So it's kind of a... It's an exciting time to see how people are coming together to make things happen, but there's still challenges out there. We're still dealing with special education services. How are we meeting the needs of our special education students? Continuing to deal with internet access, continuing to deal with device access. Had a great email from a parent this morning, concerns about her first grade student. You know, a first grade student isn't great navigating the computer. How do we move everything to a computer-based if they can't navigate the computer? That's a pretty good question, right? And these are things that we're all working through, and we know our principals and our teachers are working on that. So great things happening in really difficult times. Court, great information. Don't go anywhere, because I want to talk a little bit about our senior class. I want to talk about graduation.
2020.
And what our plans are for them. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, I'm City of Prescott Mayor Greg Mingarelli. First, let me say how proud I am that our community is pulling together during this uncertain time. The City of Prescott is working closely with the state of Arizona, Yavapai County, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and our first responders to be sure we have the most up-to-date information and plans in place. For information, please go to yavapai.us/CHS for more information. In the meantime, let's continue to support our small businesses and be kind to one another. Prescott has been through struggles before. We will be stronger because we work together.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on Cat, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. As more people work from home, many are taking part in online video conferencing. One of the most popular platforms is Zoom, which went from about 10 million daily users to about 200 million in 3 months. Ken Colburn with Data Doctors says the company has been experiencing some growing pains.
Exposure to lack of total encryption and some privacy issues with emails, as well as outright bugs and holes in the system that would allow hackers to do really mischievous things.
People without an IT background are not taking the necessary precautions.
It works really easy, so they don't really go into the details. They don't dig into the settings. They don't really think about controlling who's going to be able to get to it. And that's where these Zoom bombings have occurred, where people are jumping on and destroying meetings.
Mostly clear and breezy this evening, cooling after bedtime to near 38 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Blowing in colder, very windy, and rainy highs Wednesday and Thursday around 57 and 47 before heating back up for a sunny, mild weekend, starting with Friday's high of 54 after pre-dawn snow showers. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling to a mostly clear 45. Windy showers tomorrow and Thursday, with highs near 67 and 57, showers dissipating and warmer Friday, up to a mostly sunny 64, toward a sunny and much warmer Saturday and Sunday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time, when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on CAT, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. We live in interesting times, and the security of knowing what's in store for us in the future is up in the air for now. However, that doesn't mean that we can't make the best of what we have. There is a silver lining under every cloud, you know. Here at Olson's in Prescott, we've been looking at ways that we can make these times easier for you, your pets, and your wild birds. That means delivering to those who can't or don't want to leave their houses for one reason or another. These days, that can mean self-quarantine, or at the very least social distancing. On a side note, did you ever think we'd be talking about this? Be that as it may, however, if pet food / wild bird delivery is a solution for you, just call 445-1664. We're offering free delivery within 10 miles of our Prescott store with orders of $25 or more. When you call, just give our associate your order, pay by credit card, and if you call before our delivery vehicle leaves, you can possibly even get your order the same day. Our mission is the health of your animals, and for us, good enough just isn't. We're waiting to hear from you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
And welcome back. This is Dan Streeter, superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District. We are talking school closures. I have Court Minor Principal Bradshaw Mountain High School in studio with me.
Afternoon.
We've been covering kind of the gamut of things, what's going on. We've kind of covered device checkout. We've been checking out devices at all of our campuses. Yep. For families. We're working on internet accessibility. I know one of our big challenges in this area is there's a lot of communities across the country where internet providers have offered free internet for That's their families. Correct. We haven't gotten to that point up here, unfortunately. So the school district has been working with companies to get some MiFis in. That's helping. I don't know if that's the most cost-effective way for us to continue, but we do need to make sure that our families are getting connected. This is an interesting time. The school closure happened right around the time of spring break.
Yes.
So basically we're talking about, we changed our instructional model for the entire fourth quarter of the school year. What does that look like for grading? How are we providing grades to students during this time?
Oh, I think that's a totally fair question, Dan. As you've stated, our kids are doing work at home, and so you're always going to have that question when kids are doing work over the internet, who's doing the work and all that fun stuff. Obviously, we had strong evidence from our students' work and how they were doing third quarter with classwork and participation in class assessments and things like that. And so I think it was really smart of the district as we moved into these strange times that we took our third quarter grades and students for fourth quarter here have a chance to improve their grade. For pre-AP and regular courses, the students can only improve their grades. They can't go down. And I just think that makes perfect sense. I thought that was a great decision on your part and the district office part. And some of us at the high school, department chairs of the high school, we kind of were discussing because we didn't know how students were going to be able to turn their work in and where's the proof in the pudding on who actually did, the assessments or did the work and who am I giving the grade to? Am I giving the grade to the parent, to their older brother, to the child? And so right now, giving students the opportunity to improve their grade, you're finding out right now by the students' work if did they get what they're supposed to get for the semester.
Yeah, grading was a long conversation that we had. It's an unprecedented time. We certainly looked around the state at some of the other school districts and some of our partners and conferred with them and had some conversations. And really for our elementary students, what we said was fourth quarter grades would be for parents' information only. If a student did not submit something, they wouldn't get a zero for that. They just wouldn't receive a mark. But we wanted to use this as an opportunity to really focus on the feedback that we were giving to parents and students for the work turned in. And then, of course, as you said, at the high school, kind of said whatever your grade was at the end of third quarter, that's your semester grade. But you do have an opportunity to improve that grade if the work that you turn in during this quarter reflects those improvements. And again, we wouldn't be putting zeros in. We'd be receiving no marks. There's a little bit of conversation out there about, did we just give students the opportunity to blow off this last quarter? Talk a little bit about those conversations that we've had regarding that.
Well, and I think you and I have already done a nice job of hitting a bunch of reasons as to why kids are not getting. That access is such a big piece, Dan. And let's talk about some of our wonderful seniors. I've got a 4.6, I've got a 4.3, I've got a 4.2. But due to my lack of accessibility for internet or device, I wasn't able to turn in these assignments. And so fourth quarter, my grades drop, and it's going to cost me and my family tens of thousands of dollars in scholarships. I think that's sometimes, that's usually where I go if anybody's combative with the decisions that we've made, is that, we've had kids for three quarters. My teachers have had students for three quarters. I think they have a great understanding of where our kids are at. And how cool for students and teachers right now, Dan, it's not about the grade, because the grade can only go up. Right now, it's about the learning.
So first of all, thank you for saying that. That leads me to believe that you've been listening to some of the things I've been preaching about. But you know what? You're right. We talked about this as a leadership team. What is the purpose of grading? And too often grades have been used as a punitive motivational measure or accountability or compliance. Or worse, we use grades to compare students. And we really saw this as an opportunity to use grades as a way to communicate mastery of content and mastery of skills. And I think perhaps the silver lining in this major shift of our instructional delivery model is going to be the acceleration of the conversation that we've had surrounding the purpose of grading. And really when it comes down to why we took grades where they were quite frankly, none of us are comfortable with assigning grades based on a student's home circumstance.
Yes.
And that's what we're looking at. I don't think we're comfortable giving grades based on accessibility to technology or accessibility to the internet or based on the availability of a parent at home to assist a student with their work. I think, and you said it, I think the Humboldt Unified School District is choosing to focus on feedback and learning, not on assigning a grade.
Yes.
The other thing that I think that I am really happy about is we did not move to a pass-fail model. And really, that was a conversation you and I had. We wanted to value the work and the learning that had taken place over the first 27 weeks of school.
Yes.
And not take somebody's A or B and turn it into a pass fail grade. And so I think it's important to value the work that our students have done as well.
That was a good conversation you and I had.
So let's talk graduation, Court. This is probably the biggest concern that we all have. Yes. Schools close at the end of the year. It doesn't look like, we're holding May 21st as a graduation date. The reality is that's probably not going to happen. Let's talk graduation.
First of all, Dan, I just want to give a shout out to the Brash Mountain High School class of 2020. They are just some incredible kids. And that goes to, my students taking regular courses all the way to my students, pushing themselves in the AP Academy. I was really looking forward to this senior class and watching them walk across that stage. And as you said, it's not off the table yet. For the listeners out there, we have booked two dates in June and one date in early July. For graduation, if it does push us out that far. But again, as Dan has stated, we have a lot of other hoops to jump through right now with the coronavirus. But, I don't want to do a drive-through, Dan. I don't want to do a mail-home diploma. So I appreciate your support as well as the rest of my admin team and my teachers at Bradshaw that, we want to see our kids. We want to see our kids. I don't care if it's an empty Finley Event Center and we're face streaming live out there and we're handing out diplomas, but gosh darn it. This was just an incredible class who has done everything right from walking on the campus 4 years ago, from their scholarships to the colleges that they're getting into to the military and, career fields they're getting themselves into. This was a neat class. These were fun kids to have on campus every day, talk to at lunch. And I've missed them, and I was really hoping graduation was going to be our chance to bring everybody back, but I guess that's kind of TBD right now, huh?
Yeah, it really is, and kudos to the administration team at the high school for getting in touch with the Finley Toyota Center. And thank you to Finley, the Finley Toyota Center and everybody there for really giving us three alternate dates that we've reserved. We're going to wait and see. It's early April. We feel like... right now we're going to stay optimistic and we want to recognize our seniors. We want to recognize them in person and we want to recognize them in a full house at the Finley Toyota Center. That's option A, and that's still what we're looking at. As we move into early May, we'll really start looking at, what's the most appropriate, course of action moving forward. Is that kind of where we
Yeah, and I think, Dan, just by watching what's happened here with our parents, our community, and the teachers and staff of Bradshaw Mountain High School, I think whatever venue we can come up with, I think our community will rise up for that occasion.
Oh, no doubt. And there's a lot of great ideas out there, and we're listening to them, and we're still taking them. So if you think you have a crazy idea, don't be afraid to throw it out there. We're starting a file. but we want to make sure that we have the opportunity to recognize the senior class. So other activities throughout the year, probably postponed. I mean, prom is, what's going on with prom?
It is currently postponed. That is the correct verbiage, Dan. Obviously, as you said, as this month comes to an end and we see what's going on with May, we'll make that determination. If I am going to have one opportunity, I'm just going to speak freely. If I have one opportunity to get my kids, my seniors together, I want it for graduation. Prom is awesome, but if I'm going to see the students together one more time, I want it for graduation. Yeah. That's my honest opinion.
And I think that's the focus right now. Prom, you look at honors and awards night, you look at our scholarship night, I should say. We look at the senior breakfast, things like that. But, but those, they're all things that are still kind of at the forefront of our thought process as we navigate through these, crazy times. So Mr. Miner, we're coming up near at the end of the show here. Give me a shout out to some of the give me two great things that are happening that you've seen teachers interacting with kids. And you have to be quick. You're not good at being quick.
Amanda Heiler on her senior English students. She did a, Did a spirit week through them with Google Meet. So, you know, it was Fuzzy Sock Day, and it was, I don't remember all the days, but all the kids were coming up on the screen wearing wearing those spirited items. And as you said earlier, it was more that interaction that those kids were looking for. And then a big shout-out to Amy Van Winkle, who took the stuff in choir and allowed the kids to use, and this was kind of that passion project you and I were talking about, they could have used any venue from a speech to a play to a visual display to a song to describe what they've learned in choir this year. And I just thought that was allowing kids to work on their strengths and what they're good at. And so kudos to them.
Yeah, such creative ways to continue to connect with kids.
Yes.
And just, again, you kind of gave an example of just that school connectedness, as well as a kind of a new creative way to demonstrate learning going on in the school. So cool things happening over at Bradshaw Mountain High School. We want to give a shout out to our Bears.
Go Bears.
Give a shout out to our seniors. We are thinking about you.
We are.
Making plans for the future. I want to thank Court. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
I know this is a crazy busy time for you. You're navigating everything from device checkout to internet, or I should say hotspot checkout, working with your teachers, continuing to communicate out with the family. And it is board meeting night
board
tonight
meeting
as well, so it never ends. It's just same schedule, new formats for all these things, but thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to take a short break here. You are listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team. And, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
And welcome back. I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon. This was a great conversation with our food service director, Mr. Jody Buckle, and high school principal, Mr. Court Miner. We covered school closures and the many things really happening around our campuses regarding the response to school closures. As a reminder, food service is still providing food for all children under the age of 19, so 18 and under. This is at Lake Valley Elementary School, Coyote Springs Elementary School, Humboldt Elementary School, and Mountain View Elementary School, and that is from 11:30 to 1 p.m. Each day. That's Monday through Friday. With Mr. Miner, we were able to talk about graduation, talked a little bit about what's going on with grading, as well as device checkout, Wi-Fi, some of the challenges, but also some of the successes that are happening with getting out our general education opportunities. I think most people would agree that, once again, it is our local school district stepping up to the plate in this time of need. We have to give a tremendous amount of credit to our support staff, our teachers, and our administrators as they continue to find ways to support our students and the community as a whole. As your community school district, I know that we are proud to be here for you. So again, a huge thank you goes out to today's guest, high school principal Mr. Court Miner, for sharing how we are taking care of our students. Also, thank you to food service director Jody Buckle for sharing some of the great work taking place on our campuses. Today was a spotlight on the HUSD community, on the great work that they're doing for our kids and for the community as a whole. This is Dan Streeter, proud superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District. We look forward to continuing the successes going on throughout our educational community. We look forward to continuing to share those with you through the radio show, as well as please feel free to visit us at www.humboldtunified.com. Remember, you can always find us here from 4 to 5 p.m. the first Tuesday of every month for all things HUSD. Until next time, have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.